Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. In the middle of a busy week, my body decided I needed to rest. I don't like to stop. I want to stay active and productive, but I couldn't argue with the cold that kindly greeted me early Thursday morning. For 4 days, I slept, read books, and watched movies. Couldn't believe all the fascinating things I started thinking about. The role of influences and creativity, why being a giver matters, love, boldness, risk, relentless optimism, the Beach Boys, and of course, Ted Lasso. May you find encouragement and inspiration in today's monologue. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/542. As I sat on the couch and read books and watched movies and scrolled through my email newsletters, today's thought journey begins with James Victorie. If you're not familiar with James Victorie, he has written a really good book on creativity called Feck Perfection. It's an excellent read. His email newsletter is pretty awesome too, and recently he shared an email where he was answering questions. I think it was like 20 questions. And in one of them, he was asked, I think, what he was reading recently. And he said that since he was writing books right now, that he wasn't reading anything because he didn't want to be influenced by the words and thoughts of someone else. That's fascinating to me because it reminds me of when I was younger, probably 20 years ago. And at the time, I was playing a ton of guitar and I was heavily influenced by both John Petrucci of Dream Theater and James Hetfield of Metallica. I loved both of their playing styles. And, you know, my influences, the style of playing that I had at the time was a lot like theirs. And so when I played guitar, I was told that they could hear my influences. But something happened. When I switched from guitar to bass, those influences formed a new sound. And that was pretty cool. Brian Wilson, in his memoir, I Am Brian Wilson, writes about the foundations of music, specifically the songs that inspired and shaped his career and the early days of the Beach Boys. Opposite of Victorie, Wilson took all of his influences and instead layered them on top of one another on the foundation of rock and roll until something new came out. He took a little bit from this song, a little bit from that song, and eventually, on the other end of all of these mashups of influences, something completely unique to Wilson and the Beach Boys emerged. Speaking of Beach Boys, Love and Mercy with Paul Dano and John Cusack, what a great film. And there were a few scenes that show the interaction between Brian Wilson and his dad. And that was a crushing relationship. Just goes to show how important it is to have people around us who not only challenge us, but unconditionally support us as we take brave and bold steps to unleash the original ideas coursing through our bodies and minds. Are you taking risks in your ideas that you have buried in your heart and mind? I've always thought I was afraid of risk, but I don't think I am. I'm just afraid. I just wasn't ready at times to step up and step into the vision that I've had in my heart and mind for some time now. I think I just had to grow up. And you might need to do that too. You might need to grow up, build your skills, connect with more people, help others, or even dream a little bit bigger. Speaking of helping others, Give and Take by Adam Grant is a pretty awesome book. I particularly love his study of why being a giver matters. One story captured my mind. It was about a venture capitalist named Adam Rifkin, who is a giver, trying to help as many people as possible without getting anything in return. Grant tells a story where Rifkin would be thoughtful in his questions and listen to anyone that needed advice, sometimes for up to 15 to 20 minutes at a time without interruption. Now that's an example. There was one question in particular that Rifkin would ask people. Where do you need help? That question stopped me in my tracks. How would I answer that question? How would you answer that question? Where do you need help? The question speaks to relationships, collaboration, yes, but also knowing where you're at in your journey and what you need. What fuels your desire to collaborate? In an upcoming interview with the guys behind Drop Music Branding, one of them shared that it was love that fueled their collaboration. And not just love for the music, but actual love for his business and music partners. That absolutely floored me. So what fuels your collaboration? Can you be as open and honest with that answer of it being love? Speaking of loving and valuing others, Brian Clark shared in his email newsletter called Further about Ted Lasso and Ted's desire to help others even when going through tough things in life. That's a pretty good example, even though it's a fiction show, but I think there's something to be learned and applied to our own life. But I do think that in order to love and value others, we need to love and accept ourselves enough to be willing to let go and focus on others. Speaking of letting go of oneself, the final thought that I'll share for today has challenged me to no end, and it's something that I've read in Business Made Simple by Donald Miller. I don't know if I would say that I have a complicated relationship with Donald Miller, but I struggle with accepting some of his newer books. I was a huge fan when he was just starting out, and once StoryBrand became really popular, I really struggled with how much attention it was getting. And I'm not sure why. I'll admit that I'm probably wrong and that I just need to grow up and pay attention to what he's learning and sharing. And so the other day I asked myself, what if I'm wrong? And so I picked up his latest books, including StoryBrand, because I want to make sure that I'm not just ignoring something that I need to learn. I'm glad I did, because I wouldn't have been challenged by something that he described in Business Made Simple as being relentlessly optimistic. Whew. With all that is going wrong in the world, it's so hard to not lose hope. It's a challenge to keep pushing, trying, and searching for positive impact. But I have had that phrase relentlessly optimistic stuck in my head. Because there's a belief that success is possible when you never give up, that impacting others is possible when you never give up hope. And this is perhaps the most challenging for myself as a recovering cynic. And as I think about it, I flash back to a question from earlier in the episode, where do you need help? The answer is to all of this, when I can help others and be a giver, I'm more prone to be relentlessly optimistic. When I cannot shut off the influences of others, but instead layer them upon each other until something unique emerges, then I can be relentlessly optimistic. What about you? Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.